after dinner is very good, but they even make sweet tamales, but we don't like them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I've never had a sweet tamale.
They're not that good.
Okay, let's see. What do you have a garden outside?
I used to have a garden, but it's getting older now.
We don't have enough water.
Water's a problem. To get it all, you need it, water about every week or every other week, and it's just...
He has, I would say, 10 years ago and before, has had wonderful gardens, white corn and cantaloupes that you can't, they were a hybrid cantaloupe that were, about what poundage?
Three or four pounds.
Or even more.
It was a hybrid.
Sweet as can be and delicious. He raised watermelons one year. We had so many that we were selling them for a nickel apiece. Or we would fill the back of the truck with cantaloupes or watermelon and take it up to some of our friends from church and just have at it.
Wow.
Had squash, a lot of squash, cucumbers.
Oh, right.
Had about four rows of corn out there.
And it's a lot of work. And he does the work, outdoor work. Right.
When you get over 75, it's kind of hard to do that anymore. Mm-hmm.
But mainly, I think it's the water more than
that. Yeah, you got to just keep...
When the children were home, we had everything. Gardens and animals.
It used to be that the water flow the year round in these canals, and you could just get it any time, but not now. You have to order it, and...
Oh, huh.
Oh, it's getting real...
And you don't have your own well?
It's not any good. Oh. It's a... Too much sodium in the water.
That's why our yard looks so poor.
That's what the problem my grandfather has. His well is also very salty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very hard for him to grow trees or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can kill more than you can grow.
Do you have any fruit trees?
A couple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that a little, what is that?
Apricot.
Oh, a little apricot tree.
And we have pecans up on the road.
Up there.
We've had all kinds of fruit trees, but... And his mother, we used to have peach trees, and she'd say, "Oh, looks like we're going to have wonderful peaches." And I think, we want these peaches. It's a lot of work to can them, and they were so good. But
have a crabapple tree there.
Oh, wow.
And it's dying also. We've got to replace.
Yeah, we need to replace them. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, every once in a while.
Mm.
What other kinds of crops are grown here in the Lower Valley?
Well, cotton's has been the main crop in alfalfa, but now we get into pecans quite more. And some of the farmers used to have onions and cabbage, and there's chili too.
Yeah, I saw some chili,
but
yeah.
Chili hadn't done too well.
This year they're growing quite a bit of corn for silage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. I saw some corn planted for silage in the Upper Valley, too, and it wasn't expecting it. Do they plow some of that under?
Well, what's left, they usually green chop it and haul it off to the dairies where they want it, the dairies, and for feeding.
I think it was a cotton field that I saw the corn in, so I was wondering if maybe they were letting the field rest. Well, maybe it's just because they think silage is going to be the...
Well, the cotton prices are down.
Yeah, cotton prices.
Quite a bit.
They're down about 26 pounds.
They may not have wanted to put the money into it.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. What do you call the corn that people eat?
Roasting ears?
Yeah, roasting ears.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call it too? Roast
corn on the cob.
Uh-huh. And